The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com is joining us again, as she does each and every week.
I'm great today, Gil, and I have some interesting stats for you. So in 2007, 18% of people who responded to a Better Homes and Gardens consumer preference survey said now was the right time to spend. In 2010, 38% said the time was right.
Wow, big jump. So where can people get the most bang for their buck?
Choosing an exterior door, understanding the options for garage doors and decks, there are a lot of them, or making smart choices about your kitchen remodel from floors to cabinetry to low-cost upgrades.
Okay, it occurs to me all these projects have a common denominator, which is the contractor that you hire to install your improvement and do it right. So, okay, what should we know about that and the pocketbook issues that go with it?
Well, first let me say you're absolutely right on the money when you say that a good contractor can help make all the difference in your project. You also need to know what questions to ask that contractor. So let's start there. The first question you want to ask is, would you please itemize your bid? Why? Because if you get an itemized bid, it shows the cost of all the elements of the job, the demolition, the framing, the plumbing, electrical, tile, fixtures, and so on. And that makes it easier to compare different contractors' prices and see where the discrepancies are. Also, for you as the homeowner, if you need to cut the project's costs, you can easily assess your options. Okay, maybe I'll go with a lower grade tile because I see what that's costing me and so on. Plus, an itemized bid becomes very valuable documentation about the exact scope of the project, which can really help eliminate any contractor disputes later on.
All right, good advice. What else?
Well, find out if your bid is an estimate or a fixed price. If the contractor calls it an estimate, request a fixed price bid instead. If he says he can't offer a fixed price because there are too many unknowns, and sometimes that's the case in a job, then work with him or her to eliminate those unknowns. And this might mean, you know, the contractor has to open up a wall to check the structure, or you may have to go back to your architect and firm up some design plans. Now, in the case of you're just not being able to resolve some of these unknowns that a contractor is concerned about, have the project specs describe what the contractor expects to do. And if he needs to do additional work later, you can do a change order. That's kind of a written mini-bid for new work. You can search by a particular question you might have at HouseLogic.com, and you'll find more tips about working with contractors and architects on the front end.
Okay, what is a contractor issue that people might not be expecting?
You know, sadly, it's not uncommon for the general contractor to not pay the subcontractors and suppliers, even though you paid your general contractor. And you certainly don't want to get tangled up in that kind of mess and have the subcontractors come after you. So you want to verify that your contractor does, in fact, pay his subcontractors. Get the subcontractors' names and ask for conditional partial lien releases from all the subcontractors during the construction term and a final lien release at completion. What that means is you'll have formal acknowledgments from the subcontractors that they are being paid for work done. Also, ask if your contractor has a payment bond that guarantees subcontractors will be paid.
Okay, let's go back a little bit here because this is going to be new for a lot of people. So you're going to tell them what a bond is because a lot of contractors just advertised, hey, I'm bonded.
Sure, good point. It's an insurance policy to protect you if your contractor makes mistakes. And if the contractor doesn't offer certain services to you as indicated in your contract, you can report the problem to the surety company that issued the bond and potentially get a cash payment.
That sounds almost too simple, so I'm sure it's not. So let me ask, are there different kinds of bonds?
Of course, yes, absolutely. It's never that simple. So, for instance, the payment bonds I mentioned a few seconds ago protect you against claims from subcontractors. For example, if the contractor you hired to build a garage doesn't pay the supplier who sold him the cinder blocks, the supplier will have recourse against the contractor. A stiffed subcontractor could come after you, even if there wasn't a direct contract with you. Now, generally, these bonds are only necessary for contractors making major outlays to other suppliers and contractors. Now, there are other types of bonds, so search for bonds at HouseLogic.com to get more details.
And the point of this is just because somebody says they're bonded,
you should investigate anyway. It's kind of like Reagan used to say, you know, trust but verify. Before any contractors start work, find out who has bonded them and exactly what for. Does the contractor bond specifically cover what is outlined in your contract? Can they show you a certification proving they have the bond? And if bonding comes with a state or local license, make sure the contractor's license is up to date. Your town or county may have an online list of local contractors who are licensed, and the builders themselves should have proof. And don't go for an unbonded contractor to save a few bucks. That can really come back to bite you. Now, you might pay a little more for the bonded folks because contractors have to pay premiums on bonds, so they tend to charge 1% to 3% more than an unbonded person. But the unbonded contractor may have been unable to get a bond because of past mistakes.
All right. Pamela Gertz-Cabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you. It's great information as usual. Very, very useful.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.